Welcome to The Heroic Middle Manager, a show dedicated to teaching managers everywhere the big ideas and practical tools they need to deliver incredible results and create positive change in themselves, their teams, and in the world. We're going to show you how powerful you really are, and I know you're ready. I want to positively change the face of middle management forever, and I need your help to do that. If you love what you're hearing, please leave us a great review and rating on iTunes or anywhere else, because it really helps us get noticed and spread our message far and wide. And hey, why not share it with a friend, a coworker, share it with your team? Every share is a chance to positively impact somebody else. Thank you so much. Well, hello, and I am super excited to be doing this. So this is probably my fourth podcast at this point, and this is one I am very, very passionate about. So welcome to The Heroic Middle Manager. And in our introductory episode, I want to tell you why I want to do this, why this is important to me, and what you can expect as we mature this show, let's say, develop the ideas, bring on great guests, and you know, figure out how to use this platform to help others make an even bigger difference in the world. And that really lights me up. So I guess the reason I want to do this is because as I have, you know, grown in my career, one of the things I've recognized is that the sort of, I don't know if it's maligned middle manager, but sometimes you can feel at that level. So when I say middle manager, I think of, say, maybe everything from an assistant manager to a manager to maybe even a director level, where, you know, you have a couple people, a couple, at least one and probably more layers or possibly more layers, you know, reporting to you, and you also report to other people. And that can create this, I don't know, environment where, or situation where, if you're not careful, I would say you can lull yourself into the feeling that you're caught in the middle of everything. You know, you don't have the big power to make all kinds of positive change. And at the same time, you might not be at the direct operational level where you feel like you can, you know, you're in the weeds. And so it can feel like this no man's land. And what I want to do with this podcast is I want to teach you some of the things that I've learned about how to be an effective leader at this level. And honestly, I want to continue to learn too. And one of the great things about having a podcast is that it's a wonderful opportunity to talk to people that you might not otherwise have a chance to talk to. So as we go through this, you know, as this unfolds, we are going to talk to amazing authors, people. I've already got some people lined up that I've just loved their books and can't wait to talk to. We're going to teach you some practical tools. How do you actually do some of this stuff? What are some simple things or practical things, actionable things, effective things that you can do to actually help your teams perform better? And when I say perform better, I don't just mean moving the needle on a specific metric. I mean developing, you know, taking an active role in developing the human beings that you work with, including yourself. That is such a huge part of what I want to talk about and what I want to bring to you. So I see, you know, when I hear people say or feel like sometimes they can feel like a cog in a big machine if you work for a larger company and you're not clear on, you know, there's a lot of things that happen that are out of your control. And sometimes you can use that as an excuse, right? To say that, yeah, things are happening to me. And what you're going to hear in this podcast over and over and over again is no, you have immense power to make positive change. And when I say you, I mean we as human beings. Okay, so there's some power that comes from your position, clearly, but there's a much greater sense of power that comes from within inside of you and how you choose to navigate your life, whether it's at work or whether it's at home. A lot of the same principles still apply. So you're going to learn over and hear over and over and over again that you are immensely powerful and you have the opportunity to create positive change many times every single day. The question is, you know, do you realize it? And when you do realize it, do you have a set of tools or some knowledge on how you might go about doing that. So there's going to be so much great material here. And I'm a very outcome oriented person. So I want to make sure that it is actionable, that you can take it and you can apply it. Now, as we go through this, and as I sort of build this out and crystallize my ideas, what I plan to do is to, you know, use Patreon to provide even more value to people, right? So maybe there'll be some extra material, whether it's transcripts, whether it's, you know, playbooks or how-to guides or whatever on how to do this stuff. We'll get to that point. I just want to make sure that we launch this podcast so I can learn. I can start learning as quickly as possible or keep learning even more and then have you learn along with me. So you're going to learn about different ways of, you know, looking at the world. You're going to learn about things like appreciative inquiry. You're going to learn about how to execute on goals. What is the difference between a lag and a lead measure? Why does that matter? How do you create a powerful sense of belonging on your team? How do you be the type of leader that asks the kinds of questions that unlocks the collective wisdom of your team? And then lastly, how do you innovate and execute on the goals that matter most? So how do you create that sense of belonging, unlock the collective wisdom of your team, and bring that to bear on innovating and executing continuously? Those are the three pillars that I believe every leader, every middle manager must know how to do. And when you are able to do that, what will open up for you will be incredible. You will see new possibilities, both for yourself and your role as a leader, but also to contribute to helping your team grow and thrive and flourish. And so if I accomplish anything as a result of doing this podcast, it is going to change your point of view about how much power you have. And for anybody that's, you know, sort of gone down the rabbit hole of personal development and all that, like I have done that in the past. And sometimes it can feel very overwhelming, right? You feel like there's a million different ways to do things. Everybody's spewing information at you and you can feel paralyzed almost like, oh my God, I don't know what to do next. And so my big focus is going to be helping you understand, you know, take concepts that might seem a little bit abstract and make them actionable. I want you to be able to leave every podcast episode with some things that you can do right away in your teams or different ways you could think about or maybe something, a way you could approach a situation, but I want it to be actionable. So I expect that I will get better at doing that. So that is my goal. I want to state that up front. And I don't know, maybe I won't deliver it every single time, but I'm going to be passionately committed to getting better at framing these conversations so they're like really organic and they flow and they feel natural because that's what I want, but also that we distill or synthesize down the most important information so you can take it away. And then we build up a library of tools that you have at your disposal. So that's really what I want to do with this podcast. And so there's going to be some amazing conversations. And another thing too is I want to talk to real people as well and learn from them about what is working, what they've learned, maybe some of the ways they've challenges they face and ways they have reframed or overcome those challenges. So I want it to be, you know, a full spectrum focus on the middle manager, right? So again, tools, you know, authors who have big ideas, and then real people who are in doing this work right now, and it might be having some success. It actually might be an opportunity for me to do some coaching with people. Of course, it could be the other way around, and people to do coaching with me too. I'm really open to anything that is a contribution that is aligned with the mission of the Heroic Middle Manager podcast and is a contribution to not only you, but to management and leadership. That's really what I want to accomplish. So I am so, I tend to say everything is my favorite subject, but this is definitely one of the subjects that I am the absolute most passionate about because I see so many good people who want the best for their teams and their customers and their organizations, and they just haven't been taught some of the tools that they can use to make that happen right away. And so if when I see that light bulb go on in somebody's eyes, or I feel the light bulb, you know, go on over my own head, say, man, it's such a great feeling. So if I can contribute to that and bring you information that will help you do that, that's what I want to do. So stay tuned, buckle up. This is going to be an amazing journey. I am so excited, and thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to get rolling. Thanks for listening, and I hope you loved this conversation as much as I did. Now, go apply what you've learned and lead your teams with positive power, and we'll see you next time.